It did come from a grant from the state. So, but I think it's a great baseline, a good start. And according to Polco, the 20% return rate on this was much higher than the national average.
For Franklin Matters, Franklin Public Radio, available anywhere, anytime at WFPR.FM on the internet and in the local Franklin Mass FM radio dial 102.9. There was a town council meeting on Wednesday, so we've got our town council chair this morning, Tom Mercer. Good morning. How are you doing today?
Doing well, Steve. And how are you?
You know, the weather's good and fingers crossed it's going to be a decent weekend too, which that's unusual for us in New England.
For sure. Considering, I believe we've had measurable rain for the last 13 Saturdays. So,
Yeah.
fingers crossed that we don't have one this weekend.
Right. Current forecast says it comes Saturday night, which technically is Sunday morning, so I'll take
Yeah,
that.
as will I. When I'm sleeping, it's okay to rain.
Yo, you know, because we still do need it, the gardens, the grass, and all that. We need it. But yeah, I mean, don't hold us up for the other activities that we can do outside. And Saturday's going to be busy outside the weekend as well. So,
Yeah, for sure.
but we'll recap the town council meeting. And for those newbies joining us, welcome. And for those who have been around for a bit, you recall we answered two questions. You know, what just happened? And what does it mean for us residents and voters? So, for the council meeting on Wednesday, the 18th, you started off with a bit of a surprise.
Yes, and unfortunate surprise, but something that we kind of knew was around the corner. We just weren't sure which corner it was around, where our fire chief, Chief Jim McLaughlin, announced his retirement effective on or before October 1.
Right.
So, Jim's done a magnificent job with our fire department. He's transformed it 100%, and it's a 180 degree turn from where it was.
Right.
And I just can't thank him enough for everything he's done to build our department, our equipment, changing the whole structure of the fire department, going to a battalion chief situation, as and everybody now there is a paramedic. These are all just wonderful things that he's brought the fire department to one of the top fire departments in the state, if not country.
Right.
I just think he's done a magnificent job. He will be missed. I was fortunate enough to be on the search committee when we were interviewing for the chief position. And Jamie was actually on that search committee, obviously, as well. It was his appointment, obviously, but you still go through the process. And after Jim's interview and he walked out of the room, Jamie looked at me, I looked at him, and basically said, "We're done. This is the guy." And at the time, because he was coming out of Rhode Island, he has retired had retired out of work fire department in Rhode Island, and just found that he wasn't really ready to retire after being retired for a year or so. So that's why he came back into the system, and it made sense to cross over to state lines for retirement benefits and so forth. So at the time he told us that he looked at 3 to 5 years. Well, We got six out of them.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great thing. And he's built the department up to a point where we're looking at posting the chief's position only internally. And that just speaks so highly of what he's been able to build at the within the fire department with the people that have served there, that we have enough capable people to step into the position. And he knew, and that was part of his charge, was to prepare for the next chief and hopefully being able to find that chief within the department. And we're hopeful that we're going to be able to do that. And one of the things that, in our I had a couple of conversations with Jim over the last couple of weeks, and one of his concerns was we didn't want to get to a point where the people that we were training and preparing that might be our next chief were looking elsewhere, and we lose them to another community. So I think that came into his decision as well. As to the timing of his announcement of retiring. But I know Jim loved every minute he worked, and he's worked in Franklin, as he alluded to, and he got a little choked up, and that just tells you more about the man and the passion that he has for our community. So I just can't thank the guy enough. He just great guy, great chief. We will miss him, but I'm sure he'll be on the other end of a telephone anytime we need it.
And it's not just the accomplishments, and clearly he even referenced it. It's how he did it. He truly worked with the team all the way
Exactly.
across through the battalioning. He had the separate grant group. People on their off hours would come together and go research and apply for grants. They had another team that was working on the equipment side, and then they came up with the proposal, "Hey, by the way, there's two trucks that we can get for the price of one practically. Let's go and do that." So, and then they also facilitated for the tower, which has now arrived, and effectively we've got it for quote, what would be half the price if we tried to go and get it now, never
Exactly.
mind 5 years earlier than we would get it. So,
Absolutely.
and the key again is go back to my beginning, how he did it.
Exactly.
He did
There
not do
is
it alone. He
no,
did it with all his people.
there's no I in Jim McLaughlin.
No.
It was always all about team,
Right.
and including his administrative team and all the decisions and the planning as they moved forward. Again,
Right.
just can't say enough
No.
good things about him. And on top of everything else, he's become a very good friend.
Great time with dealing, talking with him, working with him. We'll have a couple more before he goes, and I'm sure we'll have something after because, he's from Rhode Island. It's not
Yeah, he's not that far
that
away, for
far.
sure.
No. And then you settled into a little bit of a lighter moment with the Electric Youth coming for their annual Bon Voyage sing-along. Well, not sing-along, performance.
Yes, again, the Franklin School for the Performing Arts right here in Franklin have a touring youth group. And they're not just from Franklin, they're from surrounding communities as well. And annually they go off for 3 weeks in July, the end of June, and then July across Europe. With I believe this year they have 15 or 16 concerts in 22 days.
It's an extensive schedule, that's for sure.
Very extensive schedule. And all over this year, they're in Austria, Hungary, Italy. They get their passports stamped for sure.
Yes.
And it's a great opportunity for them. And obviously, I'm a little biased because it is my sister's performing arts school. But they do a great job, and they truly are ambassadors for not only the Franklin School for the Performing Arts, but the town of Franklin, the state of Massachusetts, and the country, as they're over there showing what our youth are all about, and through the arts, and that's great stuff. So it's nice to have them come in annually, and they always perform a little a cappella song for us, and they've got a couple of Bon Voyage concerts going on this weekend, so it's all good.
Definitely. Yep. And I'll put a teaser in because I was fortunate to have them and Raelynn come into the studio and we did a video podcast. This is one of the first ones I've done. So I haven't even edited it at all. The crew is doing that. It should be coming out soon. But yeah, they also did a performance of the same song. So I had kind of a private performance. Now everybody else will be able to listen to it.
Yeah. So those are the good things we get to do as counselors. We've had the kids from the school come in, basketball teams, athletic teams, and the arts groups from the high school and junior high. So it's nice to have our youth come before us. It's kind of gives us as counselors an opportunity for a feel-good moment.
Yeah.
There haven't been a
Reinforce.
lot of them.
Reinforce the community aspects.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that gives us a good segue because then you went into a couple of appointments with a couple of new folks stepping up to positions, one on the Council of Aging and one on the Disability Commission.
Yes, and again, we always just I can't thank the folks enough for going online, going to the town website, seeing which committees are needing people, and filling out the forms and donating of their time. And the other night, on Wednesday night, we were fortunate to name Elizabeth Sawyer to the Council on Aging and Cheryl Fisher to the Disability Commission. But if folks are interested, please go to the town website, look for the committees, look at all the committees, put your name in, get involved. If you have the opportunity to give of some time, we're ready and willing to take it.
Yeah, and we'll skip our prearranged order slightly because it'll be a good segue. I believe you're coming up in July with kind of the regular renewal of the appointments to committees. But
Yes.
at the same time, Wednesday night, you also created a new committee
Yes,
to
we
put
did.
together the 250th celebration. So in addition to the regular town type businesses, there's also the opportunity if you really want to help celebrate Franklin 250.
Yeah.
Raise your hand.
Raise your hand. Now's the time. Yes, we passed a resolution that allows the formation of a 250th celebration committee. Will be made up of 13 people from across the community. Most of them are at large. There's a few committee appointments, historical committee. I'm trying to
Cultural
think.
council, I think, cultural
Yeah.
district, think groups that would make sense that they would also participate in some sort of an arrangement like that.
Right. And a question came up as to, there wasn't a councilor member or some other committee members. And my concern with committee members being named from a committee, if after an election or and they're no longer on that committee, because it's a committee appointment, they have to leave. Well,
Right.
you don't want them leaving in the middle.
No.
So that's not to say that obviously, one of the at-large appointments will be a counselor for sure,
Which makes
at
sense,
least
sure.
once, which makes sense to give us, a liaison to the council as to what's going on with the 250th. But it allows for whoever that individual is to continue through the duration because it is still 2 years out, but it's not too soon to
No,
start
no.
planning because
Yeah,
it takes
it's going to be a lot of
often.
work. Yes. And on to that same point, potentially considering an at-large school committee member, because clearly the school community is fairly big in that and
Absolutely.
could help depending upon what the events are, et cetera.
And the committee members that were the cultural district, somebody from that cultural district committee, somebody from the cultural council, historical commission, library board of directors, and another important one that I felt was important, as did the administrative team, and when we were talking about this, was a member from Dean College.
Sure.
They are an integral part of our community, and it only would make sense. There are things that the college can help us with as we
Oh, sure.
continue to plan.
Yeah.
So we thought that that was an important appointment as well.
Yeah. I think the only significant issue with Dean is clearly they leave in what, mid-May and come back in September. So for the summertime, they're generally not around, but clearly, they're here all the other time and they should participate. And since it's going to be a year-long event, there's enough time. Definitely. And then you had the minor but annual approval effectively for La Cantina to get their farmers market license.
Yes, La Cantina, it's the annual approval of a license to sell their wine at the farmers market. It's a, to a degree, it's a formality, but it's something that annually has to be approved by the council. And we did approve that on Wednesday night.
I take advantage of that at least once a summer. It generally works out my timing. Not that I drink a lot, but every once in a while you need to refresh the wine
Yes.
supply and I can get it at the same time at the market. Not that they're
Yeah.
not far away, but it's just
Yeah.
convenience.
Convenience. It's all about convenience these days, Steve.
Right. Then you get into an interesting discussion, and I'm sure we'll talk more about it as the community as well starts to digest the community survey results, which clearly came out in January, February, randomized survey. And yeah, now the results are here.
Exactly. And, I'll be perfectly honest, I haven't had a whole lot of time to dive into it since Wednesday evening. We got an overview, obviously, on Wednesday night. And now we need to dive into it a little bit and see, obviously, areas that the community is looking for us to improve on. Some of the things we do very well, some of the things we need a little work on. Obviously, that was the idea of the survey, was to get this information from the residents. So we'll be diving into this. And one of the things I suggested the other night was maybe having them come back in a month or 2 months, maybe come back at our September meeting after the council has had an opportunity to do a little deeper dive into the survey and the depths of the survey, and come forward with more questions where we just saw it basically for the first time the other night. So it's hard to,
There's an awful lot of data
There's an awful
there.
lot of data, awful lot of data.
So that was one of
But for
the
the most part, I think, according to the people, POCO, who are the people that do the survey and did the survey, we're pretty much on par with national average, succeeding or maybe a little bit higher in more areas than we were lower, I guess I would say. And but for the most part, I think people rated the quality of the overall customer service of Franklin employees, police, receptionists, planners from our municipal employees, so forth, was 88%. That's a pretty good number. And it's it's plaudits to obviously again, we talk about the fire chief, we talk about the police chief, we talk about a DPW director, the library, all of these folks. We have the best team around. Our team up against our administrative team up and our workers up against anybody out there. We have a great team. We have a great team.
Yeah, and I think that's where I asked kind of the what's next piece, because I think from a process perspective, this would be an interesting way for the town on a regular basis, whatever regular determines to be. And obviously, there's a financial impact on it as well, which is another piece. But to focus on the process side, even if it's every 2 years, to kind of get a pulse in terms of how are we doing. Clearly, the ISO rating from fire department, the certification from police department, all of those are already out there, but we really don't have kind of an overall community one. This might be able to fill in that. And clearly, at least statistically, because of the randomization and the demographics around it, it's much more valid than, frankly, some of the other surveys that get thrown out there. So it's an aspect of a representation of what the community has. No. Clearly, while we got a 20% turnout of the 5,000 that were randomized, clearly not everybody participated, although everybody had a chance to. And there was what, another 550 or so that actually did. So, yeah, there's some opportunities there, and I'm looking forward to the ongoing discussion. Yes.
Exactly. And again, the whole idea of this of the survey was to get a baseline, get a starting point. And whether we do a survey like this 2 years from now, 4 years from now, 5 years, but I think it's a great starting point. And just to reiterate what was stated, this survey was paid for by a grant. I did not come out of your tax dollars. It did come from a grant from the state. So, but I think it's a great baseline, a good start. And according to Polco, the 20% return rate on this was much higher than the national average. So, thank you to the residents who did respond and fill out those forms, and thank you to those that went online. To a degree, I even look at those saying, those are the ones that wish they had gotten a survey,
Correct.
but had enough caring about the community to go online and fill out the at-large one. So.
Agreed. And then, kind of a nice segue, but as another aspect of how well the town does, you did a budget transfer to kind of close out the books before June 30th when the fiscal year ends. And it was a $40,000 adjustment on a $150 million plus budget. That's like nothing.
That's exactly right, Steve. And that's lower than any number since I've been on the council, for sure. Any end of year transfers that we've had to do. And that just goes to say, reiterates what everybody has been saying. Jamie says it quite frequently. We have a great department, we have a great business office within the community, treasurer, all, and that whole finance department just do a wonderful job. And all our department heads, again, this is overruns or underruns of entire departments within the community, and to have a only have a $40,000 off, as you said, in a $150 million budget, is speaks volumes, certainly, for the job that's being done by our team.
The attention to detail, whether it's managing transitions, person hiring, coming in, coming out, line items on the budget, all of that, and never mind the service, which taps back into the survey, people have generally have a good feeling for what's going on, and this is just another aspect of it. And then you did go into executive session for about 15 minutes or so to finalize kind of the contract negotiation status. Clearly, it was a negotiation team. And then that info brought back to the rest of the committee. And then when you came back, you approved all the contracts.
That's exactly right. And I just would take this opportunity to once again thank our administrative team, our negotiating teams from the administrative side, as well as the different departments, the negotiating team from the fire department, from the police, from the sergeants, from the DPW workers, from the library workers, from the facilities people, all of those negotiating teams. I just want to say thank you. I think we had one of the best years as far as getting all these contracts, seeing all seven contracts come to the council on the same night, and
That's
all with the same COLAs.
right.
It was a unified COLA across the board, and all unions signed off. Everybody basically got a 2.5, 2.5, 2.5, is basically how the 3-year contracts went. And those who watched the school committee meeting last week saw that they signed the teacher's contract again at 2.5, 2.5, 2.5. So appreciation to those folks as well. I think it was just a good negotiating season, a good union season with all of them. So thank them all.
For sure. And then to close the loop on that, even when you closed out the budget approvals, et cetera, the other individual that required a separate vote was the town clerk because she's the elected position, and she also got the 2.5%. So effectively, everybody across the board that's contract personnel. Clearly, there are non-contract personnel, but
That's right. Even the non-contract got the same. So.
well, I think that brings us to the close of the meeting, and you get another fiscal year starting soon. And then we get to start this whole cycle all over again.
Exactly. The cycle begins all over again. So I'll be looking to start setting some joint budget subcommittee meetings as early as August, as far as preparing for the 26th budget. So all good.
The work continues.
Yeah, it continues for sure. I'm
Indeed.
sorry, 27 budget.
FY27, correct.
FY 27. And
We're
I do, from what I'm hearing, I do believe that the 26 state budget and federal budget looks like there's chance with both to be signed, sealed during the month of July. I was a little shocked at hearing that, because generally, the state can be as late as August, and
if
sometimes,
not later.
if not later. But what I'm hearing is that they may be able to get it signed off by the governor in during the month of July, which would be a really good thing. Then we get our final numbers, and I think federally, I think they're talking about they might sign off something on the big bill as early as he wants to sign off on July 4th.
There certainly is a push for July 4th.
Yeah, there is. So whether that happens or not, that's a little aggressive, I think. But
It is a whole
we'll
lot of
see.
details in that budget, too.
For sure, for sure. So
All
anyway,
right.
we'll more to come as we
More
move
to
forward.
come. Stay tuned. And thank you for doing what you do so that the listeners can say, oh, yeah, that's what it was about. And we've condensed the 2 hour plus meeting to the 30 minutes or so, and folks will appreciate that. So have a good weekend, and
You as
we'll do
well?
this again in July.
Sounds great. We got a few weeks off.
Indeed. And a quick reminder for the listeners, we do this because Franklin matters. We are now producing this in collaboration with Franklin TV and Franklin Public Radio. This podcast is my public service effort for Franklin, but we can't do it alone. We can always use your help. How can you help? If you can use the information that you find here, please tell your friends and neighbors. If you don't like something here, please let me know. Through this feedback loop, we can continue to make improvements. And I thank you for listening. For additional information, please visit franklinmatters.org. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. The music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark and the group East of Shirley. The piece is titled Ernesto Mañana, copyright Michael Clark and Tin Type Tunes in 2008, and used with their permission. I hope you enjoy. By the way, you can also subscribe and listen to Franklin Matters Radio on your favorite podcast app. Search in podcasts for Franklin Matters.